giving me the strength to do what I now have done. Sinsky listened with repulsion. My love, Zobrist continued in a doleful whisper that echoed in the ghostly subterranean cavern in which he spoke. You are my inspiration and my guide, my Virgil and my Beatrice all in one, and this masterpiece is as much yours as it is mine. If you and I, as star-crossed lovers, never touch again, I shall find my peace in knowing that I have left the future in your gentle hands. My work below is done. And now the hour has come for me to climb again to the world above and re-behold the stars. Zobrist stopped talking, and the word stars echoed a moment in the cavern. Then, very calmly, Zobrist reached out and touched the camera, ending his transmission. The screen went black. The underground location, the provost said, turning off the monitor. We don't recognize it. Do you? Sinsky shook her head.
I've never seen anything like it.
She thought of Robert Langdon, wondering if he had made any more headway in deciphering Zobrist's clues. If it's of any help, the provost said, I believe I know who Zobrist's lover is. He paused. An individual codenamed FS-2080. Sinsky jumped up.
FS-2080?
She stared at the provost in shock. The provost looked equally startled. That means something to you? Sinsky gave an incredulous nod.
It most certainly does.
Sinsky's heart was pounding. FS-2080. While she didn't know the identity of the individual, she certainly knew what the code name stood for. The WHO had been monitoring similar code names for years.
The transhumanist movement, she said. Are you familiar with it?
The provost shook his head.
In the simplest terms, Sinsky explained, transhumanism is a philosophy stating that humans should use all available technologies to engineer our own species to make it stronger. Survival of the fittest.
The provost shrugged as if unmoved.
Generally speaking, she continued, the transhumanist movement is made up of responsible individuals, ethically accountable scientists, futurists, visionaries. But as in many movements, there exists a small but militant faction that believes the movement is not moving fast enough. They are apocalyptic thinkers who believe the end is coming and that someone needs to take drastic action to save the future of the species.
And I'm guessing, the provost said, that Bertrand Zobrist was one of these people?
Absolutely, Sinsky said. A leader of the movement. In addition to being highly intelligent, he was enormously charismatic and penned doomsday articles that spawned an entire cult of zealots for transhumanism.